Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Monday, the 21st day of March, 2011. We're going to be live here for at least the next 3 hours with some of the gravest information ever developing out of the Middle East and North Africa. Also, the ongoing whitewash and cover-up unfolding in Japan, centering in and around the Fukushima 6 nuclear reactor complex. Also, it is in the news, U.S. Army kill team in Afghanistan posed for photos of with murdered civilians. Commanders brace for backlash of anti-U.S. sentiment that could be more damaging than Abu Ghraib scandal. Will the U.N. call for invading the United States because their military is engaged in atrocities? Certainly not. But you are seeing and hearing that now coming out of North Africa. And I have the NBC headline here, Illinois National Guard heads to Libya. And, of course, there are two Marine Corps amphibious landing aircraft carriers off the coast. The bombardments, the hundreds of cruise missiles, the bombings, the attempted assassination of Muammar Gaddafi. That's quite a no-fly zone. And lots of arrested development men feel very manly and feel powerful through the New World Order as they buy their 12 packs of beer and go home and watch the explosions. They are cheering and running around happily as the very same bankers taking over from a lower-level minion, a lower-level corrupt individual, a lower-level strong man, Muammar Gaddafi, the very same banksters are robbing you at the same time. And they'd love to drop cruise missiles on your head if they thought they could take over living space, some territory in doing it. So that is all coming up. Here's the really bad news, and I began to cover this yesterday. The media is now in overdrive right now. The media is now in hyper overdrive, hyping attacks by Muammar Gaddafi. So you go in and you attack Gaddafi. Then you stage terror attacks that legitimize your full-bore invasion that's already building up the preparations for off their coast. And then it legitimizes your war and allows you to crack down on your real prey, the 300 million Americans who you're putting through slave training, dog training, of taking your shoes and belt off and your jacket off and having the government grab your genitals and then put you in a radiation baker. It will work quite nicely for them. U.S. eyes Gaddafi terror response. Of course, it's on record, and that was in my stack yesterday. Well, you guys pulled me the London Telegraph and the PrisonPlanet.com article about al-Qaeda leading the attack on Gaddafi. It's admitted that al-Qaeda out of Egypt and Saudi Arabia are running the operation against Muammar Gaddafi. And so we're going to be going over that as well. Meanwhile, SAS smash squads are on the ground in Libya to mark targets for coalition jets. So the troops are on the ground. Of course, that's why the SAS went in weeks ago, as we told you, was to laze targets and to call in grid coordinates for cruise missiles, fighter bombers, and drones to drop their loving humanitarian payloads on the populations. But, hey, will our country, controlled by the globalists, now invade Syria? Wave of unrest shakes Syria. Crowds torch party headquarters. And you better believe that's the black op teams inside Syria implementing what they did 2 years ago, trying to overthrow Iran. It's on. Oh, the Iranians are crushing people. Invade. The Syrians are crushing. Invade. Bombard. This is World War III unfolding. World War III in regions all over the Middle East, Central Asia, bombardments, invasions. But it's humanitarian. And it's also a nice little distraction for the nuclear radiation fallout intensifying as it heads across the Pacific towards the United States West Coast. It's all coming up today. Stay with us. InfoWars.com. PrisonPlanet.tv.
the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, up at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, as well as DrudgeReport.com, you can see the civilians, including a young boy, tortured and murdered, dead, with U.S. kill teams posing like they've just bagged a 12-point whitetail deer on Grandpa's back 40. Because in America now, being manly is about loving the image of countries being bombed, loving the image of death and skulls and annihilation. Don't worry, U.S. military that are part of the kill teams. You think you're big and bad and evil? The big bankers that run you and use you to power their world government? 11 years ago, they signed the deal with the insurance companies to steal all of your death benefits. Hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars that you'd paid in. Don't worry, they're going to destroy your dollar. Don't worry, they're going to destroy your private property rights. Don't worry, they're passing laws to shut down small family farms and ranches. Don't worry. What comes around goes around. You think evil's cool? You think not having a rule of law is powerful? You think it's dark and mystic and chic and powerful and has majesty to be into? Remember what Private Gruckheimer in the Ithaca Times, now 9 years ago, came back from Afghanistan after his first tour, told the paper, "We go into villages, we kill men, women, and children, including toddlers." And the Pentagon came out a day later on Fox News and said, "We want to clarify, we only kill everyone in certain villages. Yes, we walk up to newborn babies and shoot them with M16s. They go in and they take children and they line them up and they just shotgun them laughing. And the Army's own report from Abu Ghraib, where they take the children in front of their parents and they get the battery acid and they pour it into their orifices and they engage in satanic death and evil. Oh, all in the name of America. And then the U.S. government releases the photos to further destroy America's name as part of the end game. And America takes it hook, line, and sinker like a big bass who's had a purple worm drop down in front of him. There's a big Wall Street Journal article today about why do we let them dress that way. In fact, I forgot to print that. Print it for me. Why are 10, 11, 12-year-old girls now dressing as prostitutes as the new style? Because MTV, it came out 5 years ago, had a plan to do that, to sexualize the preteens, the tweenies. And parents buy into that death as well. It's all engineered for societal death. Because once they've got your morals, once they've got you to become seduced by the dark side, you are weak. You are blind, you have no discernment, and you will fall. It is the Bill of Rights, it is the Constitution, it is the rule of law, it is all of those hedges of protection that protect the great jewel of liberty that Thomas Jefferson talked about must be protected at all cost. And that jewel of liberty has now been shattered and thrown into a million different pieces. And now the shields are falling. Evil and judgment is flowing in as radiation begins to bathe the United States. And the media tells you it's actually good for you and culture and others. And as every blessing we had is sucked dry by the vampires, the psychic vampires of the New World Order. And you walk into the gas station or you walk into the corner bar and they've got the war on, not sports, and they're high-fiving every time a cruise missile hits. Woohoo! Actually, you heard it in the gas station Saturday. Woohoo! High-fiving! Man, the bankers can break international law. The UN can violate its own charter. Woohoo! They can try to assassinate some little petty dictator. Oh, they can send the special forces in with Al-Qaeda backing the whole operation. And everybody can celebrate and have a wonderful time and feel big and powerful. I want to show TV viewers a document cam shot, but for others, just go to the London Telegraph. The West and Al-Qaeda on the same side in Libya. Statements of support for Libya's revolution by Al-Qaeda and the leading Islamicists have led to fears that military action by the West might be playing into the hands of its ideological enemies. Al-Qaeda was created by the CIA and British SAS, along with Pakistani and Israeli intelligence on record. Brzezinski's written two books bragging about it. They were used as the pretext to invade the Serbs, the Muslim extremist attack out of Albania, led by Osama bin Laden on record. The U.S. and NATO bombed the power plants, the water plants, the factories for peaceful aircraft and cars. They blow Serbia into the Stone Age. They bomb all their major cities with DU. They roll in with Al-Qaeda, and Al-Qaeda began massive ethnic cleansing of the Serb Christians, and our media went, woohoo! And it was all done off of a hoax. All done off of a hoax of a UN facility with one guy that had hepatitis standing trying to get into the food facility, and they said that was people in a camp when they were people looking in from the outside. It turns out the British news asked the guy to take his shirt off. Just like Saddam had babies in incubators, when they were throwing the babies out of the incubators and clubbing their heads. Now admitted a total lie, just like WMDs in Iraq. All lies. And here it is. Al-Qaeda pouring in out of Saudi Arabia. Give me a document cam shot, please. Libya being overrun by Al-Qaeda. Look at that nice young man there with his ski mask on. Nice, nice person. Of course, here's our article came out before theirs. U.S. government backs Libya and Al-Qaeda while hyping terror attacks inside the U.S. And that's the big news now in the New York Times today. Bracing for Gaddafi to hit us with terror. He might actually try it. But more likely, the globalist will simply activate some sleeper cells of useful idiots or actual operatives. They'll blow some stuff up, and the TSA will say, see, we're putting you in the naked body scanners. We're setting up highway checkpoints. We've got all the local police trained for civil emergency. That's the code word, buzzword for martial law. See, we told you. And then, oh, we've got to invade. How dare Gaddafi hit Chicago at the Sears Tower now owned by Larry Silverstein? How dare him hit L.A.? How dare him hit New York? How dare him hit Dallas? How dare him? Don't worry, the Marines just so happen to be off the coast in their giant amphibious attack systems that offload the hovercraft and the rest of it. They're ready to invade for America. Team America! Oh, yeah! We're going to get those guys. Meanwhile, Gaddafi defeated the Al-Qaeda, Egyptian, Saudi Arabian-backed forces, but it doesn't matter. We're bracing right now for Gaddafi. And everybody's hearing on the news that dirty rat's going to try to hit us with an Al-Qaeda. Meanwhile, Al-Qaeda works for the globalists. They get to take over countries. They launch them on. They start wars with the Russians with them in 1979. They start wars. You're not told about it until 83. They start wars with the Serbs with them. And if you defend yourself, it doesn't mean the Serbs were angels. It doesn't mean Gaddafi's a good guy. The point is it's part of a larger operation. And people are given this false moral reason. But then meanwhile, U.S. Army kill teams posing with the dead women and children. It's so manly. It's not a sad thing when you accidentally kill a kid. No, it's something to be proud of. In fact, you kill them on purpose. And then you pose with the dead little boy, their bloody body lifting the head up, smiling there with that dead corpse in civilian clothes. Just like Private Gruckheimer said, we go into villages and we kill the babies. We kill the women. And the Army comes out, the Pentagon comes out on Fox News 2002 and says, well, only in certain villages. And those guys are all coming back to be cops and TSA workers. An army of darkness, an army of hell. And don't worry, it's now come out in federal court, Blackwater in Iraq, huge coke parties, men running around naked together, running around naked outside in major downtown areas, firing into homes, into cars, and just orgies of bloodletting. The Iraqis reported it at the time. They said, who are these people? Is this the army of Satan? And yes, it is the army of Satan. America, the biggest user of drugs, the biggest user of porn, the biggest divorce rate, everything degenerating into pure evil, and everyone just loving it and worshiping it and worshiping the football and the sports, and the dirtier the comedy, the better, just debasing everything so we can be turned into servile, mindless, gibbering, atomized animals who can't defend each other, who don't have rudders, who don't have compasses intellectually or morally or spiritually, who can't communicate, who won't stand up for each other, who laugh at videos of cops beating people to death or shooting citizens in the back. Total judgment being prepared to be poured out as America begs to be destroyed. And don't worry, the bankers know how to deliver judgment. God always delivers his people into the hands of the wicked as judgment. You want judgment. You think evil, sexy, and cool. We are going to get what the Iraqis got tenfold in different ways. The radiation, the fluoride in the water, the poison, the deadly vaccines. You think the globalists pouring out death and dropping fire on men, women, and children's heads and lining children up to murder them, and UN troops in every country caught murdering and raping children, it constantly comes out in the news. You think these armies of hell are going to stop? No. They're abused, breathing DU, running around demonically enjoying their own destruction. It's a spirit of trampling and being trampled upon, a servile spirit of weakness and defeat and the dull, burning eyes of evil. That's what you want. That's what you get. This is what you want. This is what you get. This is what you want. Depression, pain, suffering, cancer rates up by 3,000%, diabetes up by over 1,000% and growing, juvenile onset of brain disorders, people getting Alzheimer's when they're 30, your neighbors dying to your left and right, disease spreading, allergens in the food, GMO, death, destruction, pain, judgment, war, fire, stench, rotten bodies. You want it, you got it. What Hitler gave you, you're going to get it. What Stalin gave you, you're going to get it. What Mao gave you, you're going to get it. You want it, they're going to give it to you. You love laying down to corruption. You love giggling about it. You love thinking it's funny. You love deception. You love being deceived. They've got greater deception for you. They've got greater scams for you.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Do you realize how deadly dangerous it is when shows like 24, The Last 8 Years, glorified torture, when the media pushed it, when Rumsfeld talked about how great it was, when Bush wrote a book last year bragging about it? They are selling you on evil so that you will accept being part of an evil empire. And so you will accept your neighbors being abused and yourself being abused. They are destroying every basic protection against oppression and slavery. Things are serious, focused, hardcore. forefathers understood. They'd been through oppression. They'd been through a war against the greatest empire. I'm getting chills right now. It's so sad how far we've slumped. The lies about how this is humanitarian, about how Gaddafi was going up against peaceful crowds, when on record it was NATO, British, French, U.S.-backed special forces in there commanding al-Qaeda out of Saudi Arabia and Egypt. Not even debated. And now, I mean, there's al-Qaeda, who was used against the Serbs, used against the Russians, being used again. And the public doesn't even put two and two together. It's in mainstream news, CNN, London Telegraph, as a footnote. Going back 4 years ago, and then again 2 years ago, the White House put out public statements saying they were using four rebel groups on the eastern border of Iraq with Persia, with Iran, to launch attacks in the country. And the U.S. Special Forces were on the ground in Iran. Acts of war! Telling us that Iran's going to launch terror attacks on us. This isn't our government. This isn't our military. Your son or daughter may be in the military, may be a great person. It'd be like a nice person who was German in the German military in 1940. Okay? The country is run by crooks. It's not America doing this. And we better hit our knees and repent and also publicly say, not in our name, what's going on. Yeah, Gaddafi's been in power for 41 years. He looks like a goofball. But he's a strong man who's handed out millions of guns to his people. He's preparing for invasion. They've clearly got an invasion set. There's special forces there, admittedly, for over a month. The invasion forces are off the coast. And the way they're acting is they may stage a terror attack and blame it on Gaddafi and then legitimize a crackdown domestically and more police state as we go into the Depression. What did Rand Corporation say 3 years ago that Paul Watson wrote about? Made big national news because we're some of the only people that will actually read government reports and write about it. Rand Corporation said the next few years to get out of the Depression, we need a large war bigger than Iraq, a full regional war. How do they do it? They fund radical groups who, sure, I'm sure have beefs with the government. These are corrupt Arab governments. Every one of them a dictatorship, either whether it's run by royalty or an oligarchy. And they fund them in Saudi Arabia, in Bahrain, in Egypt, in Libya, in Jordan, friends and enemies. And by the way, the Bahrainian government, big allies with the West, are now saying it's a Western plot. Well, of course it's a Western plot. They want that whole place on fire. They want to put radicals in because then the globalists can invade and clean out the radicals in each country and fully take it over. And then roll in with the sterilants, the vaccines, the fluoride, the water, the GMO crops like they've done in Iraq. And give them the same death they're giving us. They want a captured group where they can brainwash them with Western media. BBC and the U.S. government just merged as a way to launch propaganda internationally. They were already merged. Google, the head of Google now, they're saying is going to be the head of the Commerce Department. It's all government. You read SPP, North American Union, internal documents that Judicial Watch student got 4 years ago. At those meetings, the Fortune 100 order the presidents and the Secretary of States and the heads of the Energy and Commerce Departments of every major nation. They tell them, do this, and they ratify it. They take direct orders. The liberals are like, good, tax the corporations and give it to the people. That just goes to the government and goes to the offshore corporations. These corporations are government. They are the government, the illegitimate, stinking corporate government. 200 years ago, the British East India Company was a private government running India and countless other possessions across the Pacific. It's the British East India, Dutch East India Company model. Okay, that's what globalism is. That's what the New World Order is. Here it is. Wave of unrest shakes Syria. Crowds torch Party HQ. Definitely special force led, just like it was a month ago in Libya. Are we going to now have our government tell us, our corporate government, we've got to invade? You notice the ceremonial Congress wasn't even involved in this. The corporate UN set up by the Rockefellers ordered it last Thursday. It happened in 48 hours. Will the corporate UN, prancing around posing as liberals, running genocide, will they now call for an invasion of Syria? What about Bahrain? CNBC. I know good old boys are like, good, kill them. Bahrain's our allies, Dumbo. Bahrain King says forces have foiled foreign plot. It's all coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Watch him become a god. Watch people's heads a roll.
What have we told you in the last few years that the globalist stratagem was? That as they build towards the world meltdown of financial markets by design and the public birth of private corporate world government issuing the new global currency, the SDR, what have we broken down that they would do? That what did Webster Tarpley, who I want to get on in the next few days, guys, go ahead. In fact, even in the last hour today, if you can get Tarpley, I meant to tell you. What did Tarpley say the Brzezinski model was? He's written countless white papers, books. He's told us what he would do. He's running foreign affairs for Obama for behind the scenes. Destabilization, wars, breaking countries up, financing rebels, and then when the rebels fail, you move in behind them in the name of dealing with a humanitarian crisis. We have called this 100%. What did I say a few weeks ago? That they would attack Gaddafi, that that was coming, and then they would stage terror attacks and say that Gaddafi had done it as a pretext to launch a full-bore ground invasion of the entire Middle East, every, quote, enemy rogue nation, but also go after the globalist big enemy, the Western populations that are their milk cows that they're bleeding dry. And now the New York Times says U.S. eyes, Gaddafi terror response, U.S. intelligence agencies are watching for signs that desperate Colonel Muammar Gaddafi, under attack from a coalition air assault, could resort to acts of terrorism against Western targets. See how perfect this is? And then if he fights back, it's called terror. Or if he, even if he doesn't, they'll stage something. The globalists for years, at least five they admit, have been trying to get the Iranians by attacking them internally through terror groups to respond. This is very sinister. U.S. officials are keeping an eye on that possibility, one U.S. official said. Colonel Gaddafi has extensive stockpiles of mustard gas, high explosive at his disposal that could be used in attacks against targets in Europe or against his own people. He has also a documented history of orchestrating the strikes against civilians and other world leaders. All right, now, here's the most important point that people need to be made aware of. What is the Western ally Bahrain saying that just defeated with Saudi Arabian troops a massive uprisings nationwide, many of them violent? Bahrain King says forces have foiled foreign plot. Oh, who do you think was behind it? Bahrain's king, Hamad bin Isal Al Khalifa, said a foreign plot against his kingdom had been foiled and thanked troops brought in from neighboring countries to help end increasing unrest after weeks of protest. But again, when he shoots peaceful protesters, it's loving and good in our media. At least for now. Will they call for an invasion of Bahrain? They didn't call for an invasion of China after Tiananmen Square or the ongoing stuff in the last 20 years. The king told forces that such a plot, that if such a plot had succeeded in one Gulf country, it could spill into neighboring states. Well, of course, that's the plan. The ferocity of the crackdown last week by Iranian forces, aided by the entrance of troops from the Sunni-ruled Gulf countries, stunned Bahrain's majority Shiites, the main force of protest, and angered the region's non-Arab Shiite power, Iran. So they're claiming, they're trying to imply Iran's the power. Iran, which supports Shiite groups in Iraq and Lebanon, has complained to the United Nations and asked neighbors to join in urging Saudi Arabia to withdraw forces from Bahrain. Now, what's going on to the west of there in Syria, north of Israel? Wave of unrest shakes Syria. Crowds torch headquarters. Crowds set fire to headquarters of the ruling Ba'ath Party in Syria, in the city of Deraa on Sunday, residents said, as a wave of unrest in the Arab world shook even one of the most authoritarian states. The demonstrators also set ablaze the main court complex and two phone company branches. Yeah, they know exactly what to hit. Special Force commanded. One of the firms is owned by the president, Assad's cousin. They burned the symbols of oppression and corruption, an activist said. The banks nearby were torched. So you've got all these dictatorships run by independent dictators or run by Western-backed dictators. And so when the Western-backed dictators kill people and shoot them, it's loving, good, helpful, pro-America. But when it's Libya, or when it is Syria, it's horrible and we've got to invade. And when I say we, again, that's my own brainwashing from the globalists. It's not our government. It's not our military. Get that through your heads as we go bankrupt. And remember all those Obama memos, all those White House advisors saying we need a new 9/11. We need a new Oklahoma City to blame on domestic groups and a 9/11 to blame on foreign groups to keep the wars going and to make Obama's approval rating go up. We need these events. Remember the Gifford shooting. Within hours, they were blaming it on talk radio. Ron Paul, Alex Jones, Rush Limbaugh, Sarah Palin. As the internet kill switch goes into place, all of this happening now, all of this unfolding, with British and other Western special forces on the ground marking and lasing targets of the ongoing bombardment, with Gaddafi handing out over a million weapons to over a million citizens preparing for the ground assault. And the globalists are happy to just split off the eastern part of the country, encircle Gaddafi, and then launch more guerrilla attacks over the years. But they may actually stage a terror attack. Remember in the few months before 9/11, even the Time magazine and Newsweek reported on this, the week after 9/11, 44,000 U.S. troops, 18,000 British troups, several aircraft carrier groups, the aircraft at land bases as well, all got ready, and Bush signed the order to attack Afghanistan on September 10th. In fact, guys, search the term. Bush signed order to attack Afghanistan on September 10th. The first link will be Newsweek. I'm going to put that on screen for folks from 2001. They won't believe it unless they see it. A lot of them won't even search it. They'll just won't believe it. So you got all the troops already built up in the name of dealing with Egypt. You've got the amphibious ships that just arrived this week, dispatched 3 weeks ago, the amphibious Marine Corps ships, these big stub aircraft carriers sitting there waiting to disgorge Marines. You've got Illinois National Guard being dispatched to the region. Headline, Illinois Guard heads to Libya. An Air National Guard unit out of Illinois is heading to Libya to help fight against Colonel Gaddafi. I am proud of the National Guard. That means U.S. aircraft in the air launching bombing attacks. I am proud the National Guard is able to play a part in curbing the atrocious violence against Libyan civilians by their own government, said Major General William Inrant, the adjunct general of the Illinois National Guard, in a statement. Oh, really? Is a foreign government going to invade the U.S.? Headline, U.S. Army kill team. It's turned out that was lies about Gaddafi shooting innocent civilians that weren't attacking, not defending the guy. It's a fact. It turns out he didn't run to Venezuela. He didn't run to Zimbabwe. It's just all lies. U.S. Army kill team in Afghanistan posed for photos of murdered civilians, including children. Commanders brace for backlash of anti-U.S. sentiment that could be more damaging than Abu Ghraib scandal. Commanders in Afghanistan are bracing themselves, and they've now released the photos. We'll put it back on screen. Looks like about a 12-year-old in civilian clothes, dead, with a U.S. troop feeling really manly right now. I mean, he shot him, and it's fun. Senior officials at NATO's International Security Assistance Force in Kabul have compared the pictures published by German Newsweek leader Spiegel to the images of U.S. soldiers abusing prisoners in Abu Ghraib and Iraq, which sparked waves of anti-U.S. protest. Notice it was time to pull out of Afghanistan. It's like it was time to pull out of Iraq in 2005. And so they release the Abu Ghraib photos. They want the rebellion. British SAS was caught in 2006. London Guardian, Associated Press, dressed up like Sunnis, shooting and killing Shiites in Basra, Iraq. This is a multi-trillion-dollar operation for the bankers. They create the entire war. They fund the terrorists. They fund the criminal groups. They fund attacks that's come out on our own troops by mercenaries. You got to have some kill numbers. They know the troops are going to have a delayed death from the DU. This is full-spectrum war against everyone by the globalists, playing different tribes, different religions, different groups off against each other. Full-spectrum dominance. Get into the mind of the globalist. Understand, but the armies apologize, so it's okay. Does that mean Gaddafi can apologize and the invasion won't have to happen? And remember, they lied and said there was no Western involvement in the rebels a month ago in Libya. Now it turns out the whole thing was run by the West, just like the whole thing against Mubarak was run, because it turns out he didn't want to go along with the Libya attack, the Iran attack. Are you guys calling Tarpley? He's good for 130. Excellent job. I forgot to tell you I want him. Good job. Tarpley absolutely called this in 2008, during the campaign. He said, Obama is going to win. This is exactly what's going to happen. They're going to fund destabilization groups in all the Arab countries, and then there's going to be a giant destabilization and a huge war that could lead to World War III. And exactly what he said happened. We even, in Obama deception, show the maps and how they would do it. Of course, Tarpley, we could give him credit, but and he does deserve it because he actually read what Zygmunt Brzezinski said, what the Israelis in the 80s talked about, a plan to destabilize all the Arab countries, including allies, and overthrow them, and then have a war with the Al-Qaeda they put in. That'll make some money for the defense contractors. These guys, I remember two, 3 years ago, it was coming out about Blackwater murdering people for fun and the drugs and the armaments and the reports of staging events as a pretext for the West to stay in those countries. People would send me emails or I even ran into family who were like, Blackwater's pro-America doing what the Army can't do. Family I have in the military. And now it turns out all of it was true. And they've moved to the Middle East, where they can't be extradited. And I remember 3 months ago, all these reports about why is Blackwater moving into North Africa? Why have they signed a deal with a mercenary group even bigger than them out of South Africa that's so secret, details aren't even known about them? Super hardcore mercs. Because they knew about the new bonus time coming. You better believe there's merc forces, not just SAS and other regular military out of England, are all over Libya right now. And they got their rear end handed to them by Muammar Gaddafi, who's actually a military guy. He's a bold scrapper, folks. He took over when he was 20-something years old. Was he 27 when he took over? Overthrew a monarchy? And he says, I'm going down. He says, I'm going down. I will die here. And he said, it's lies. I haven't left Tripoli. Remember a month ago and then 2 weeks ago and then... They always keep lying to kind of bolster the rebel forces. Gaddafi's fled. We've won. To try to create a mass panic. He said, I haven't left. I will die here. Bring it. Bring it. Well, the globalists have brought it. And this is what he said to Obama in a statement today. To my dear Obama, our son, saying he's a son of Africa. Says Gaddafi, defending attacks on rebels. No, he's a son of J.P. Morgan, Chase, Goldman Sachs. Go get that straight, Gaddafi. To my dear son, our son, says Gaddafi, defending attacks on rebels. He went on to say, if you were having uprisings against your capital, what would you do in America? Well, we know. Even if they were legitimate, they would mow down citizens, and it would be hailed as a wonderful act. The feds would then set off truck bombs outside public schools to target children and blame the groups they'd mowed down for bombing the children. That's an easy equation. If the globalists have to mow Americans down, they will simultaneously detonate weapons, blaming it on domestic groups. They will then go around and arrest all the patriot leaders, including myself. Don't think that's not what they're moving towards. If things get so bad in the Depression that you uprise, they will commit atrocities and blame it on you. It is in the Army handbook leaked by WikiLeaks 3 years ago. The Army does not deny it's theirs. They admit it's theirs, teaching Army captains and above who are in special ops, black ops, how to stage terror. Here's your canteen. Here's your M16. Here's your field manual. Now, here's how you stage terror attacks. It seems to work best when you kill some kids. You're a real man, aren't you? That's why you've moved up to this level. Don't worry. We're going to have you shipping narcotics into America after a few tours doing this overseas. They test them. And they create... And again, folks, I've had family. I'm just going to leave it at that. Who their favorite place to recruit is the Army. He was a low-level Army officer recruited by the CIA when he got out of the Army. And they said, first, for your training, we're going to send you to Chicago. And the stuff was so horrible that this family member told my dad, I know the family member, they don't tell me this stuff, that he just said he refused to do it after a month. But it was narcotics trafficking, things even worse. Who do you think pulls the hits in America? The Army, folks. They've got hundreds of thousands of former military service people. They've got hit men in every neighborhood. Okay? The U.S. Army is only the induction center for the black op army of the New World Order. I hope you realize that. Their favorite place to recruit is Texas. They love Texans. I've got that from multiple sources. And they love farm boys. And they get them all over the Midwest, folks. And they give them power, money, you name it. And it is horrible, ladies and gentlemen. This country has been... What did... Smedley Butler, Marine Corps Major General, set to be the Marine Corps Commandant, two-time Congressional Medal of Honor winner who overthrew more than 10 third world nations. He was approached by Prescott Bush. He was approached by the Harrimans. He played along for 2 months with a plan for him to recruit 500,000 men. They already had over 100,000 former military. Police chiefs on the payroll. Even at the time, liquor running, narcotics running. And he was to lead 500,000 men in a fascist coup over America to link up with Hitler. He played along long enough to find out the full plot. He was to be the new dictator, the president. Just like George Washington, after his tour in office, they said, please come back, do another term. And he said, no, I've done two. I'm going back to my farm. And they came to Butler and they said, you're going to be president. You're a war hero. You're totally loved. You ready for this, sir? He said, yeah, I'm ready. Now, they've already done it. You need to understand that. They run both houses. They run almost all the Congress. Ron Paul has said here on the air that he is in danger. We brought that up. They're raping and robbing everything. I mean, folks, in my own family, I know multiple people recruited who then got out and did not go along with it. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, this is everywhere. This is ubiquitous. They've got over 500,000 in InfraGuard. They've got the clergy response teams recruited by this. This is an army of pure evil.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendovite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time, sooner or later.
Why do you think 11 years ago, now almost 12, that Prudential and others could meet with the VA and sign a secret deal to take all benefits from World War II vets through current vets that they have them pay into for death insurance? Why do you think you're getting the news that they've stolen most of the money out of the private and public pension funds? Because they don't care. Because they've got Homeland Security out recruiting doctors, lawyers, school teachers, pastors to spy on their neighbors, to spy on their students. Because they've recruited hundreds of thousands of former military personnel, predominantly U.S. Army, to form a giant murderous mafia who they pay out of the $500 billion in narcotics money each year. America is a giant prison. We've got more prisons than any other country in the world. We're a giant police state. All that's left is free speech, that vestige, and our Second Amendment that the forefathers put in place as an emergency system against tyranny. All we've got is our courage. The globalists don't care about those military men that they've got as attack dogs. They bathe them in DU and deadly vaccines. They don't care about their own children. This whole new war is a good smokescreen from Fukushima and the ongoing radiation being belched into the air. 20-plus times safe radiation levels reported in the food. What, 26 times in Japan? Radioactive iodine in the water. Not hearing about that now. More of that coming up in the next hour. And this precedent for the UN to pass a resolution on Thursday night, and within 48 hours, the bombing had begun, with ground forces there lasing the targets, telling you it was a natural uprising by the Libyans. You think it's a real uprising targeting key installations in Syria right now? The Syrians are corrupt. Gaddafi's corrupt, but do we have the big corrupt bankers that run us launch wars against them so they can get their oil and get beachheads to take over the rest of the Middle East that we've all got to pay for? Rangel is calling again for a national draft. That little crook. I'm speechless at this point. But you've got Gaddafi saying, to my dear Obama, our son, says Gaddafi, defending attacks on rebels, calling Obama, our son, leader Muammar Gaddafi, sent a message to the U.S. president defending his decision to attack the rebels, fighting to overthrow him. Gaddafi, 68, also wrote a letter to French and British leaders in the U.N. General Assembly saying the Security Council resolution was void and violated the U.N. Charter, warning them that they would regret any intervention. That's exactly what they want, Gaddafi, is for you to launch weapons across the Mediterranean into Europe so they can invade you. Libya is not for you. Libya is for Libyans, he said. No, it's for the New World Order. Details of Gaddafi's letters were released by the Libyan government spokesman at a news conference in Tripoli. Defending his decision to attack rebels, Gaddafi told Obama, Al-Qaeda is an armed organization passing through Algeria, Mali. What would you do if you found them controlling American cities with power and weapons? Well, Gaddafi, you know they're running them. What would you do so I can follow your example? Trying to strike a personal note, Gaddafi prefaced his letter saying to our son, His Excellency Mr. Barack Hussein Obama, I have said to you before, who they've met and hugged, that even if Libya and the United States of America enter into war, God forbid, you always remain our son. Your picture will not be changed. In his letter, Nicolas Sarkozy, David Cameron, and Ban Ki-moon, Gaddafi said, Libya is not yours. Libya is for Libyans. The Security Council of the Revolution is void because it is not, according to the charter, to interfere with internal affairs of a country.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.